everyone, and welcome back to Critics Den Podcast. And I am messing with the intro music because the last couple of times it was a little bit loud and you probably didn't hear me. And I am your producer slash host, Patrick Emmel. Today on the show, we're going to be talking with Jackie Holland from the movie Silent But Deadly. Yes, I've seen the movie. And yes, I enjoyed it. It's pretty much a slasher film set in a nursing home. Normally, I am afraid of old people in movies, but in this case, we are not afraid of the old people. We are afraid of the old people dying, which is just ironic in itself. But she should be calling in any minute now. That is, unless she fell in a hole from the earthquakes in L.A., from where she's calling from. Hopefully that didn't happen. I'm sure it didn't. But one of the main topics for, you know, talking about right now is Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles. Yes, Michael Bay is producing TMNT. We all know it. And finally, the trailer just came out. And you know what? I am a little bit swayed to the, all right, I can deal with this side. And the reason is that seeing the Turtles actually active and walking around, it made me realize that it was a lot worse after the first movie. I mean, the Secret of the Ooze, they were pretty much bright green. And then after that, I got old enough to not want to watch Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles anymore. But I saw that they gradually got a little bit worse and worse. More cartoonish, anyway. But another issue I have is the casting is really odd, to say the least. William Fichtner is the Shredder. Now, the first time I actually saw him in the movie, I originally thought it was Dr. Baxter, because that's just how he looks. You know, slender, kind of dorky, you know, Dr. Baxter. He'll turn into a fly later on. Wonderful. But the Shredder, I'm not exactly sure how that's going to pan out. But as I said, I wasn't sure how Michael Bay dealing with Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles was going to pan out. Luckily, it panned out fine so far. Of course, we are definitely going to have a lot of 3D effects and good old slow motion turtles crashing into things. But that's Michael Bay for you. I mean, we had Freddy Krueger looking like a dwarf, or little people, we shall say, just to be PC. But no, he was more like a mini Freddy Krueger, and that didn't work out too well. And then I decided to watch every single Friday the 13th movie there was. I did not care. My friends told me, be careful. It's not even worth it. But I said, you know what? I've seen Jason X. I have to see Michael Bay's Friday the 13th. And, yeah, we have Jason actually running. We have Jason using gadgetry to catch his victims. It's, yeah, there was a whole lot of wrong about that movie. So, Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles, I guess we'll have to see just how wrong it is. I mean, we have Megan Fox again. Are they dating? I don't know. I'll have to check, because I don't really care about who's dating who until I see them in a movie together. And Beckinsale, always care about who she's dating, but I've gotten over that one myself. Another awesome thing that seems to be coming out, well, whether it's going to be awesome, remains to be seen, is that Phantasm is going to have a fifth movie. And I don't know if it's the actual tall man from back in the day, but we will have to see. I actually didn't do the research on that. I expected Jackie Holland to be here by now. But we will look up here real quick to see if Jebediah Morningside, also known as the Tall Man. Wow, that is a crazy name. But it was Angus Grimm. And he is still alive. Good for him. 87 years old. Something tells me he's not going to be in the actual movie, but you know what I'm going to do? For you fine people, I am going to find out if Angus Scrimm is once again in Phantasm. And I think I just heard a little click through. No. Sorry, false alarm. Jackie Holland is not with us yet. And wow, Angus Scrimm is going to be in Phantasm 5 as the tall man. And from what I gather, the tall man usually doesn't roll around in a wheelchair. So this is big news to me. Unless it, I mean, we had the Terminator movies. You know, Arnold Schwarzenegger, because I guess he was too old, they decided to just use CGI effects to pop him in there. So I guess they could do that for Phantasm, but I don't know. This is going to be very odd, I must say. But I'm excited. It looks like it's set up in Russia, and everybody loves Russia right now. So maybe it'll be for the best. Hopefully, it doesn't turn into more of a hostile type thing. Although I did see a scene where there is a giant spear. I mean, like moon-sized spear. Hopefully, we don't have, you know, a mother brain spear that seems to be in the movie. You know, because that just may be a little too off the wall for the Phantasm series. To be honest, I never saw the third or fourth one. It wasn't because I didn't want to. I just kind of went on to other things in R, and the you know, direct to DVD releases weren't always that great. And now I am very, very worried about Jackie Holland right now. She still has not called in. And yes, she lives in LA where there was an earthquake. And of course, probably the news hyped it up a little bit more because from what I know, LA has earthquakes all the time. And I've even been in an earthquake, not in LA, in New York. I thought I was actually having a nervous breakdown because I was shaking in a rolling chair, but it turned out to be an actual earthquake. You know, this is what you get when you're at the office and your boss decides to start yelling at you. You get a little flustered, you start shaking, and lo and behold, you miss out on the fact that you were just involved in an earthquake. So, yeah, we're going to have a few little spot sessions of, you know, dead air, unfortunately, because I was not prepared to handle a whole show, but I will. For you people, I will. We are going to go into the movies that are coming out next week because I'm sure we can find a whole bunch of fun stuff to talk about with those. I can't even remember the last movie I actually went to see. Although I did see an awesome movie that you can read the full review on the Critics' Den, but House of Good and Evil. I haven't loved a horror movie in years. Session 9 was the very last movie, horror movie that I loved. And, you know, it's not even your normal horror movie. It is a slow burn psychological thriller. You know, movies like that just seem to resonate in me. I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing. Maybe that means I'm a little crazy, but so be it. Movies like Flatliners, Jacob's Ladder, even Lost Highway, which wasn't so much a psychological thriller as just psychological anarchy with David Lynch. You know, all movies like that I enjoy wholeheartedly. But The House of Good and Evil, it ranks right up in there. It's slow. It sets itself up to be another one of those cookie cutter haunted house movies. You know, pretty much the whole movie, not the whole movie, but about three quarters through, I finally figured out that this was going to be not the ghost movie that I thought it was. And the thing was that they didn't have a whole lot of those supernatural aspects up until that point. It just seemed to be slow, but character development was just through the roof, which kept me engaged. And finally, there was, I finally figured out at least something when Maggie meets Mrs. Anderson next door. I kind of gauged that, all right, this isn't all hocus pocus supernaturally. There's something going on behind the scenes here. And I was right for the most part, but the twist at the end, it was one of those twists that, not like M. Night Shyamalan, where you're just like, oh, okay. Well, that was interesting. No. This twist was Regan from The Exorcist 360 head turning twist. One of those twists that make you look back on the movie and pick out certain parts and say, wow, that's fucked up. Whoa, that is fucked up. Oh, yeah, that is fucked up. That's the kind of movie it is. House of Good and Evil. The whole cast, we had Bo Keister on the show a couple weeks ago from Hillbilly Horror Show. That's the most well-known person on the casting list. So it's an independent movie, no doubt about it. But it's a great, great independent movie. So if you get a chance to go see it, House of Good and Evil. No, I am not being paid to say this over and over again. When I see a movie that I really, really love, I have to talk about it. Now, there have been a lot of movies that I enjoyed for all for different reasons. You got slasher movies that, nice and bloody, a little bit of comic relief thrown in. It's fun. It's a fun movie. And then there's the ones that make you jump every time that you see something. I'm not a big fan of those jumpy movies, but I definitely feel myself actually jump, so I have to give it its due. But psychological thrillers are like, they're like comets. When they come and you see a real big one, you remember it forever. And this is one of those movies. So yeah, now let's get back to what's actually going to be coming out. Oh, Noah was released. And I don't think I'm going to go see this movie. It's I don't know. Religious undertone movies just don't resonate with me all that well. And with Russell Crowe being Noah with that big bushy beard, that is definitely not going to resonate with me at all. And I also it brought up the joke. I forget who actually started saying it. It's one of those jokes that probably a comedian, right after, Noah got off the boat and, populated the world for a little bit. Probably this joke came up, but what happens after they get off the boat? You've got the population of the world pretty much is part of incest. It's just, that's insane. That's scary. I hope the Bible isn't right. But I guess in a way, if you think about evolution, if you think of it really quickly, I mean, obvious biology of, genetic mutation being gradual and spanning generations, that it's not as if all of a sudden a monkey turned into a human and then had to bang itself in order to create another human, or even bang a monkey and then create, a human-key, for lack of a better word. It's there's a gradual setup, but if you think about it really quickly, Noah's kids must have been banging to populate the world. And maybe Noah and Noah's wife were banging their kids and their grandkids and their grandkids, depending on how crazy they were getting, in order to populate the world. That's fucked up. I mean, I guess that's the main thing I'm talking about right now, is things that are fucked up. Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles and Noah. And fucked up. Well, no Jackie Holland yet, but we'll keep on waiting on her, and we will go to the next thing. Oh, there's one movie that I haven't seen yet that it's just by a lack of going to the theaters these days, really. When you get into the, movie critic stage and a million other things, I just don't review movies. I do sports and entertainment. I do news reporting. I'm writing everything under the sun. So, unfortunately, I don't get the chance to say, all right, I have to watch a movie a day as my work, which is would be amazing to have to watch one movie a day and write about it. But I also have to watch sports once a day, at least. I have to go through, newspapers at least once a day. So, and then my day job, because this isn't paying, the salary I need to take care of a wife and kids, which I don't have, but I'm just saying in the future. Which is another reason I need to talk to Jackie Holland right away. No, I'm kidding. What was I talking about? Oh yeah. So I haven't seen a lot of movies that I really want to see. The Grand Budapest Hotel by Wes Anderson. Looks like an amazing movie. I haven't seen it yet. And I don't think I'll be able to drag anybody to see it. So I'm gonna have to go by myself, which is a very rare thing. I have gone to one movie by myself ever, and it was definitely worth it. But I went by myself, and that movie, what movie was that? It was a David Lynch movie. Let me look it up. I know. The one movie I've seen by myself, and I forgot the name of it. Mulholland Drive. Now, I wasn't technically supposed to go to this movie by myself. I had a date all set up. It was Halloween. It was the last night that it was playing at the theater by my college. But, and I was, killing two birds with one stone. I was getting a date with this hot blonde that, all right, not just hot, but amazing person, but yeah, hot blonde that likes David Lynch and that would actually go to a David Lynch movie with me. I mean, you can't really get better than that. Unless, you got a girlfriend that was going to play video games with you, but I haven't. No, actually, I had one of those too. If you're listening, Jay, two thumbs up. And I'd beat your ass at Mario Kart. But. Unfortunately, my date for Mulholland Drive had class, but she was really trying to. She said it may end early. It usually ends early, so I should be able to make it. It didn't end early, unfortunately. So I had to go see Mulholland Drive by myself, which is kind of fine. I mean, considering how many lesbian scenes there were in it, I just got the hang out. Really take in the movie and not have to worry about if anybody else was enjoying the movie, because I was. So, I guess, but what the problem with that is, I usually don't care if anybody's enjoying the movie when I'm watching it anyway. So when I go to the movies, I'm pretty much in my own little world. So I guess it really wouldn't be all that much different to go to a movie by myself. I'm gonna have to look into that. Maybe Jackie Holland will go to the movies with me. If she ever gets online. No, we are hoping for the best for Jackie Holland, that she has not fallen into a crater due to the earthquakes in LA that happen weekly, pretty much, but were reported yesterday because apparently they were bigger than the average bear. But what else is coming up? Grand Budapest Hotel, Bad Words. Now, this is probably an independent movie, but Jason Bateman has been rocking the films recently. And I guess it has to do with Arrested Development. It's one of those things where, the public latches onto one thing and they talk about it over and over again. And then everything else that he touches turns to gold. I mean, we're pretty much couldn't deal with that with Breaking Bad too, which I have to say, in all defenses of myself and my integrity, I didn't like the last season, and it wasn't because it ended. I didn't like it because it just wasn't funny. All the other seasons were funny. The idea of Walter White being a total idiot when it comes to crime was the best thing about Breaking Bad for me. And that really wasn't there in the last season. He seemed to have it together. So, but anyway, hopefully Bad Words isn't that kind of movie. I mean, Jason Bateman directing, I'll give it a shot. The only thing is, I wonder if it's going to be released. Well, it's already released, actually. Wow. Then I don't know what I'm. See, this is what happens when the person that you're supposed to be interviewing doesn't show up, because then you start trying to fill in time for as long as possible. So you pick up on things that you talk about that. And then you move on to things that you're not all that sure of, and you end up talking about movies as if they are going to be released when they have already been released. I blame movie phone, because that's where I am right now. Normally, I get the little page that says, in theaters, soon to be in theaters, all on one page, but this time around, no. It's just all in theaters. But luckily, we are almost done. We're about 5 minutes, and then we'll be out of time. So you know what? I am going to cut this short. Special thanks to Jackie Allen for not making it. I hope you did not fall into a hole. That wouldn't be good. But if you want to see we did do an interview with her at the Critics' Den at CriticsDen.com. It was the email version of an interview, and we finally got the podcast going. So this is going to be a good time, but we will have to try it again. So this is Patrick Gemmell, the Critics Den, and I have a sign-off phrase. I have one, and we're going to test it out, and we're probably going to test it out for a few episodes. This is Patrick Gemmell. I am not wearing any pants. Be well, everybody.